This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, it's so nice to have Michael Gray back in the studio because we get those nice licks like you're hearing right now. Anyway, we are the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning. It's a good day to fire up your grill or your smoker because what else are you going to do, sit in the house and whine?
You can sit in the house and fire up the smoker. I've been doing it nonstop since mid-December. Got my hands on a good one of my own.
Oh.
And tucked it there in my backyard shed and just kind of pull it out in the doorway to keep the wind off it. And I've been doing nothing but playing. I had 2 weeks off there around the holiday, and I had that thing going every couple of days.
You know, it's like to have 2 weeks off.
It's awesome.
So you're not in trouble with the wife?
No, and you are.
She's got to be sick of you by now. 2 weeks in the house? She was probably begging you to go back to work.
Yeah, I got a lot of honeydew stuff. Remember, she's 6 months pregnant, so she's got a list of things to do as long as my arm.
And you have a daughter that maybe, I think, one child
right
now?
Going to be three in May.
Looks like she's about three. Mm-hmm. A little cutie pie. I see her in your pictures all the time.
Yep.
So she's kind of digging on the pulled pork and daddy grill.
She eats everything.
Yeah?
She eats everything. She got that from me.
She's going to be a grilling chick.
Yeah, she's an incinerator. But yeah, man, I've had a ton of fun just playing around with all kinds of stuff. Did a pulled pork with a bone-in shoulder. Did a pork loin thing that was just fantastic with an injector sauce that I made out of orange juice and brown sugar. And I've been doing the evil science routine there with the grilling projects.
Well, I think in the fifth segment, I have kind of sketched out some time for you to get into that in depth because you've got a perspective that's different than mine and really healthy for everybody to hear. And being the rock guru that you are, now the sports guru, you've got a whole different group of people out there that are tuning in to listen to you. So we want you to be able to brag on the air a little bit about your grilling prowess.
Yeah, man, it's been fun. And like I said, getting ready. I got option paralysis right now. What to do tomorrow? So,
and I'd like you to meet Brad the Builder, and he's got some very cool techniques when it comes to building grill islands. And we want to get into explaining grill islands a little bit.
Now, when you talk about it, I built a brick patio for my smoker to sit on. That probably is not what you're talking about.
Well, it's an extension of it. One option. Many options.
I've got my neighbor down the street, just a couple of doors down from me, had an entire patio, a wall built with an outdoor fireplace and a chimney and a whole assortment of boulders, and there's wood shavings flying around and there's all kinds of stuff. It was a big, big project. I mean, he had guys back in there with bobcats and stuff for the better part of 2 weeks putting that thing together. Is that the kind of the caliber of project we're talking about?
It can be. And again, it's really what your needs are and what your desires are and what you have to offer.
What's your backyard look like?
Well, my backyard's a lake.
Beautiful.
And
good choice.
Yeah, it's great being around.
You got a floating grill island? That would be the ultimate.
As close as you can be. It's kind of semi-floating.
It goes out onto the dock.
Yeah, it's right on water's edge, and it's great. We spend so much time down there, and it just kind of grew from a need for my daughter's wedding years ago and where she wanted to have a little entertainment down by the water and serve beverages for the guest. And then we just kind of grew it from there, and now we grill and we hang and got a cabana, and it's just fantastic.
There have got to be some built-in advantages to having a permanent structure in your backyard, because a lot of people, I mean, myself included, I've got three different grills. I've got my big grill when I got something important to do that lives in the garage right now. I've got my old kettle grill that I don't care about, you know, sitting out in the snow. And now I've got the smoker that lives in the shed that I try to pull out when it's not raining or snowing. And, you know, they're all just mobile. You haul them around, put them wherever you need them to keep them out of the wind. But there's got to be, I mean, it's got to be nice to have that whole setup there and essentially have an outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think that's the biggest advantage of having them all set in one place. You know how hassle it is to try to get everything out every time you want to do something. It just kind of, in your limited time, you're getting home from work, you want to do something fun. When it's all set up and you're ready to go and you can walk right down there and throw things on and start going, it's a lot easier, a lot quicker, a lot more convenient, and tend to use it a lot more.
How difficult is it to weatherize it or winterproof it?
Well, it depends on your scenario again, but it's really, you know, it depends on your home, on your whole backyard. If you've got area for a roof structure, you can put up screen walls, you can put up, you know, different weather protection areas. It can be seasonal, it can be year-round. There's a lot of options when it comes to that.
If you're just tuning in, this is The Grilling Guys every single Saturday morning from 9 to 11 here on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And talking about outdoor grilling structures. And I know my neighbor, when I talked to him, he had started with a very simple idea. He was just going to put in a brick walkway, essentially like a ground-level patio deck for some chairs. And then when he started talking to the guys that he was working with, they're like, well, you know, we've got these big blocks. We can build a wall. And if you really wanted, we could put in this cool fireplace with a spot for your firewood. And he got mission creep in a big, big way. And pretty soon there are iron gates, you know, that swing shut to let the dogs in and out. And it all attaches off of his wood. It's beautiful.
Sure, absolutely.
It makes the little picket fence I put in for my wife look look like a picket fence. And where do people get started? Because obviously he didn't start with that idea. He had an idea that he wanted some patio stone put down, and it turned into this whole other deal. If somebody wanted to contact you and get started and just start blueprinting and sketching out concepts and seeing what's possible, how do they do that?
Well, and contact me through our website or through our building company. We're a full-service building company, and it's called Timberland Building, and our website is timberlandbuilding.com. And we're really in a major explosion in our website development right now. We've got some interactive things we're implementing. And
yeah, a little caveat for the next week, that website is going to be shut down.
Yep.
So
yeah,
write that domain down and hit us back in a week. And
exactly.
You'll probably have a link to the Grilling Guys there, I'm sure, right?
Of course. Who wouldn't? Yeah, no, these projects usually start exactly like that. People have a simple idea, concept they want to do, and find out some of the different features and things that are available out there. And next thing you know, they're adding a grill, and maybe they want to phase it in because that's what the budget requires or needs to do. And next thing you know, you've got a full-blown kitchen and bar and entertainment area, and it's starts as a summer project, ends up being something they want to use year-round, and ends up getting enclosed. And it's just a growth of a project that's pretty
normal.
So
you can actually put a little roof over that sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And another cool way, if you're watching the budget, is to throw up a few boards and some cross members and put a piece of canvas, you know, pretty material, that sun cloth, stuff like that up, that you can retract when you want some sun in the cooler weather.
Yeah, there's just endless options for shade options. And
you can even do a big beach umbrella or a big pool umbrella for a while if you want.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, how projects get going. They just, you know, budget requires you to start with small. And as you find that this is probably your most popular living space, three seasons of the year, you end up investing a little more and find it more convenient. And next thing you know, you got a beautiful living area.
How modular are these things? Because you just mentioned a point that I was thinking about. I'm all for, like, pave the backyard, the whole thing, you know, turn the whole thing into a deal.
Right.
But I would be in a position where I would probably have to start small. Can you essentially complete it in phases where you have a workable finished product that you can then build onto and make bigger as you go?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you're starting ground up, get your bottom structure in so that you've got a place for it to call home. And then start building from there, adding your parts and pieces. You know, some of these grilling parts and pieces can be fairly expensive. So some people start with a basic grill and a smoker, and maybe they want a pizza oven and they want an outdoor fireplace or a pit, and just kind of expands from there. It's just a real nice way to fly.
That's a great question, though, the modular part of it, because most of us, we just really don't feel like shelling out $20,000, but we might throw a couple thousand at it here or there, or a few hundred to get it going. So you can do it in pieces. I think one of the first things, obviously, you start at the ground and you look at what kind of base you're going to have. In your case, you just had to go out to your dock.
Right.
So it was already there.
Yeah.
And you're a builder, so you could just start whipping cabinets up and make us all look like idiots, but only because we are. So, but for the average person, you could help them out with that, and they could do a little bit of the work, even if they wanted to cut the cost,
some
ground prep work.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's cabinet lines you can buy modular. You can assemble them, put them in yourself. Pretty simple.
So you could actually even design the thing in phases and show them the budgets for the different phases that you want to build the thing.
Absolutely. And that's a very typical scenario where a lot of people are looking at that.
I'll have you back next year to put the...
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And we do a full design, a blueprint, and they'll part and piece that together as they can afford to do. And sometimes it goes quicker than they think because they love the area so much, then, and other people need to do it in their timeline. So
So I'd like to get all the specifications for you for all the Tech grills and all the Goodwin grills so we can make sure your dimensions are all right for Tech and the Goodwin.
I think that's a necessity for the cabinet line we're about to develop. So.
Now, you're talking about cabinets and stuff that I even sitting here talking that I hadn't considered. You really are building outdoor functioning rooms.
Absolutely, yeah. And these rooms are not necessarily always covered either. There are products out there that can handle our climates. So there's polymers and there's different composites and stainless steels. And
aren't you involved with a company locally here that has developed a line of doors and cabinet panels that's like recycled milk jugs maybe kind
of
deal?
Well, that's part of it.
That type
it's a polymer. That's the composites are the recycled products, and the polymer is a true solid PVC plastic. And most of those products can handle these kind of weather environments.
When you get into a lot of grilling and smoking, you will find that you start accumulating stuff, and you have to have the cabinet space.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's a critical point. That's all part of the planning, and that's a design service we offer. We offer landscape design, which is all part of the package, too, because you want a complete idea. You don't want to dive into this and invest into the wrong area and then say, man, I wish I would have named this bigger or tore this out. You know, you just might as well invest right from the beginning and get your plan together. And next thing you know, you got a great plan to work as for the future or parts and pieces together as you're ready. So,
do you have plans that are Mastiff-proof? I have two 200-pound dogs that just terrorize my backyard, and to the point where I'm considering paving the whole damn thing just to keep them from ruining it. But I mean, just the simple act of running around, they dig up chunks of sod, and I've got the lines along the fence row that are just, the grass is never going to grow there. 20 years from now, they will still be a dirt path there.
Yeah, electric fence is a great way to go for those things, but because they're the size of cows anyways.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I got no problem keeping them in because they're lazy. They're just fat.
Just big.
Yeah, they're just big and hard on stuff.
Their heads are 100 pounds.
And that's where I started putting in pavers of my own. I built a little patio area for the wife kind of off to the side in the sun and then fenced it in so the dogs couldn't tear it up. And then the moles invaded. You know anything for
Aren't
moles?
Aren't they something?
Dude, they just ruined me at the end of the fall.
Do your dogs go after the moles?
No.
Mine do.
They don't chase anything.
Yeah, I've got Zeus. He's a 100-pound Rott Airedale mix, and the moles and the squirrels drive him crazy. So he just wants to kill anything that moves. And I've got moles in my yard that I work so hard on my stinking little lawn out there in the woods, which is impossible in the oaks anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many different products out there. Stamped concretes, pavers.
Sure.
There's a lot of unique things that you can do, decorative concretes and things that are very, very durable, look great, look custom, and aren't that expensive.
Yeah, I've got one back corner where I built another little kind of patio area for a fireplace, and I'd like to develop that whole corner of the yard, but it's a low point, it's wet, it's muddy typically, you know, you're going to have to lift the whole thing up. So when you're talking about landscaping, you guys can do that.
Absolutely, yeah. And you've got to consider drainage and all the things that are concerned. Those are important things. That's
if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're going to come up with a recipe for moles. We want to smoke some moles. I think we need to.
I would be all about that.
We need to turn them into a delicacy,
dude. With what that
we haven't been thinking right.
With what he did to my yard, I'm all for that.
I'm thinking they're probably tasty little critters because they're ugly.
Do moles and chipmunks together? They're great. Yep.
You need about 140 of them.
Yeah.
But I'm all for that. Yeah,
it's a goal. If you're out there in Facebook land, check out the Grilling Guys show on Facebook, and we monitor the page during the show. If you want to shoot us a question on Facebook, if you're too shy to call in, just hit us on Facebook, and we can chat back and forth, and maybe we'll answer your question on the air. But our lovely producer Emily has really taken over our Facebook page and gotten us up to date here, so it's really fast and easy, and she monitors it, and she's a much better administrator than I was. But you can also call us at 800-785-1073 and just ask us a question on the air. We love that.
I'll send you some photos from whatever I do tomorrow. Before, during, and after, you can put them up on the Facebook page.
Good. I brought you some charcoal. I was wondering how you're doing on hardwoods.
Yeah, I'm out.
Hardwoods?
No, okay. That I've got plenty of.
And I brought you some Three Little Pig sauces and rubs because I don't want you buying that other stuff.
We got to get into we got to get into that a little bit later. Experimented with the Sweet Beaver.
Nice.
That's really good.
that's not one of our sponsors.
But it's really
college,
good,
isn't it?
What's that?
It's
hey,
a college,
you
isn't
brought it?
It
back. Part of college
in Oregon.
Yeah, well, so we're talking with Brad the Builder. We have instituted a new board of directors here at the Grillin' Guys, and Brad is our newest member of the board of directors, so he's going to be having regular input on the show, and we just found that there's so many great resources out there. We want to tap them all. We're going to wind it up here pretty quick, but Brad, I don't know if you can stick around for the last segment or not, but if you have any questions on building that grill island or that outdoor patio, it has finally hit Michigan. I've been in the grill business for about 20 years, and I've watched California and Florida, and these states have all been after it, and I see these beautiful outdoor patios, and that's what helped me design my pool area. We had that in mind, but I want you to come out and check that out and give me some ideas, because I don't have the kitchen in yet.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah.
Love to help you.
That could be a lot of fun, and I'm all about stoning it myself. I love laying stone, so...
No, that's good. That's the beauty of doing something. A lot of people can participate on their own and get the parts and pieces they need. We offer that.
And one more time, where can people find you?
Timberland.com, timberlandbuilding.com.
All right, coming back, we're going to find out just exactly how much trouble you're in. 3-week head start on Valentine. You screwed up bad.
I'm big on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
My sister was born on Valentine's Day. That's all I ever think about with that holiday.
Well, that could kill it for you.
Yeah. It was always themed birthday parties growing up as a little kid. They were all like heart-shaped cakes. It was annoying.
Get over it.
But
think about your wife.
Yeah, I already gave her a Valentine. She's got about 3 months left to cook. There, you wanted one of those. I gave you one. Quit your whining. I can say that because she can't outrun me right now.
Uh-huh. I bet you can.
Waddle, 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 waddle. So, yeah, we will get into this Valentine's Day prep, man. If you're out there and you're thinking about Valentine's Day like Bob is, maybe you are in the doghouse, get down to a perfect home-cooked romantic dinner.
Oh, yeah.
It's never too cold to grill. So we'll get to that next. Stick around.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.